is a very wealthy couple, and they're getting divorced. Okay, this is a real story, okay? The soon-to-be ex-wife is getting $50,000 a month.
Wow.
She was given a sprawling multi-million dollar apartment on Central Park where she lives with her two kids, okay?
Okay.
Got that?
Yeah.
Okay. The soon-to-be ex-husband is 76 years old, and he's been holed up in their country house upstate New York with two kids from a previous marriage and then a couple of grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he's there is because he's 76. New York had a terrible COVID situation, and he's living in their upstate house.
Got it.
So perfect, right? She's getting $50,000 a month. She got the Central Park apartment,
mm-hmm.
and he's upstate New York, mm-hmm. in this big, giant, sprawling mansion up there. The wife is now asking for her monthly money to be doubled to $100,000 a month, and she wants access to this upstate New York property.
But he's living there.
He's living there with his kids. He has one kid that has a health condition, so uh-huh. he's keeping the kid there away from the COVID. Another kid that has two kids, so he's there with the grandchildren as well. And they're all staying in this, you know, it's probably has like 8 or 9 bedrooms. It's ginormous. It's like a big piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
But so her lawyer is like, she's been with him all these years. That's the house they always went to. They together put millions of dollars into it to renovate it. Her kids went up there all the time. She wants access to that house. So before I tell you who these people are, what would you do if you were the judge deciding this divorce?
Okay. So did he own it before they got married?
He did own it before they got married, but she came up there and said, we're renovating and we're taking out this wall and that wall.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But he redid
the entire house. Yes, he owned it. Technically, he owned it before they ever got together. But, you know, they've been together like 14 years. And in 14 years, that house was just as much hers, she thinks.
If he owned it, she owned it, whatever, before they got married, it's no longer fair game. I don't care what you did to it. I don't care if you put a new paint job on the car. The car is still his because he owned it before you. So you can't have that. But everything else that you accumulated after you said I do, that should be half, right down the middle, 50%.
Now I can tell you who these people are. It is Robert De Niro and his now ex-wife. Yeah,
so Bobby D is going to have to give up his house.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Robert De Niro. I have to protect myself. I'm a national treasure.
Right.
I'm living up here with my family. He's protecting himself. He's there with his two kids,
mm-hmm.
to get away from COVID because, again, he's Robert De Niro. He has no plans to come back to New York City anytime soon, his lawyer said.
He owned the house before they got married. She can't have half.
As somebody who's been divorced, it feels really good to start fresh. After I got divorced, I moved out of the apartment I was living with my husband, and I moved into a brand new place that doesn't have his stank on it,
mm-hmm.
even though I love him and he's one of my best friends. It's just the idea of like starting fresh and starting over and having like, I don't know, a toilet he never sat on. You know what I mean? Like things like that. It's nice to have a space that's all your own, that has nothing to do with your past.
And there was a story this week of a couple that broke up, and then as soon as he moved out, she burned the bed. She burned the everything in the house. If he laid on it, the couch, whatever, she burned it. She got rid of everything that he touched. So
that sounds right to me. Yep. That sounds like a guy who cheated on her.
I don't want to be the next boyfriend that comes in. Now I got to sleep in that bed that you conceived kids in or whatever. Let's just get rid of all that. Get rid of the whole damn house.
That's so stupid. What's the difference? He was in my vagina. You're going to be in the same vagina. Am I supposed to get rid of that too?
Yeah, but I'm not sleeping in the vagina, so so there is that. You know, I'm not laying there every night going, this is where he slept. You know, I mean, if you want to burn the vagina, let's do it. let's throw that on the fire too. I got, you know, cleanse everything.
Wait, we should start a business that we just burn sage around vaginas and penises from previous relationships, and like like you're ready for the new relationship now. We've burned some sage around you, around your genitals. You're good to go.
No, you know when you have movers come over and they go through the house and they have a clipboard and they mark down what needs to be moved. So we'll walk around the house with a clipboard going, did he sit here? Yeah, okay, check. We'll burn that. Right. Did he touch this? Yes, okay, we'll burn that too. So we'll just end up having to burn stuff in the backyard. That's all we'll do.
Ugh, that'd be tough because my ex used to sleep on the floor.
I'm sorry. Floor's got to go.
You got to get rid of the whole floor. The whole floor's got to go.
I mean, we can dig up the carpet, throw the carpet away, and then burn that, you know, and replace it with new carpet. The hard thing is the pets.
Did he touch the dog here or here? What part of the dog? Did he touch the ear, the chin?
Right. I think that falls into the same category of the vagina. I mean, I don't know what you do with it.
Yeah.
As much as you can clean it as possible to get the bad
mojo.
You burn
sage. That's why you got to clean it and then you got to burn some sage around it.
Have
get rid
a
of
whole
the bad
ceremony.
Like a whole ceremony.
Like at midnight on Halloween.
Or like a full moon, yeah, on Halloween.
On the beach with a pentagram. If they bought the house after they got married, then I think he's got to move and you got to sell the house and split
he's
it 50-50.
He's not going to move. That's where he lives. You can't kick a guy out of his house when he's Robert De Niro.
Well, then don't get married. You know, he knew going in that there's everybody should know going into, especially somebody with that much money, going into a marriage, you got to know that one day she could get half. So don't get that attached to that house in the upstate.
I know. I wonder if he was so in love with her, he didn't even bother with a prenup.
Some people do that. I mean, Paul McCartney's last wife, he didn't do it. He said, right. No, I love her. I'll be with her forever. Then they ended up getting a divorce. You know, if you have any money at all, prenup.
And now she owns Love Me Do.
Exactly. Let It Be is now hers. You know, she's getting $25 gazillion a minute because she owns that catalog. So
right.
It doesn't matter. If you got any money in the bank, just go ahead and put something on paper before you say I do. Because if you're us... It really doesn't. You can marry us tomorrow. We don't, you know, we're not going to have
exactly.
You sign anything.
What are we splitting here?
I got 14 mic cables. You can have 7 of them. I mean, that's really all I got. I don't have too much. I maybe have 10 pairs of shoes. You can have 5.
I have a pair of Manolos from the 90s that are a size too small now. Like, you can
right.
have them.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be hard for you giving up the shoes, but, you know, half, it's worth it.